Cooper.com.
This is What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hinnon. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. Right out of the chute, we want to know what's on your mind today at 800-228-0550. On the program today, bottom of this hour, we'll have a debate on the debate before the Supreme Court regarding Obamacare and religious freedom. Two cases heard before the Supreme Court yesterday. We'll have two sides of that issue, a little debate right here on the program to help you decide what side you're on. Then, next hour, our entire Wednesday 10 o'clock hour is dedicated to the Talk Radio Town Hall, and Congressman Kevin Cramer will be joining us on the program. Congressman Cramer is, of course, the lone representative in the House, U.S. House in Washington, D.C., representing North Dakota. One of only, what, a handful, I think it's seven or eight members that that represent an entire state, as Kevin does. And so a lot of different issues for him to cover. We appreciate the opportunity to visit with him week in and week out. And you can call him right now if you'd like. Leave your message so it gets in at 855-200-1776. When you call, just press 1, and you can leave a message. When you call, you press 2 to talk to us live on the air. How are you, Todd Mitchell?
Doing all right. How are you?
Good. After a serious road trip back from Bodno, got back late last night, just in time for my wife to leave.
You have on that thing, anyway.
Yeah, my gosh. But I have a new bucket list item. I want to visit every North Dakota town now. I mean, I'm thinking about this in Bodno. I've lived in North Dakota since 1984, loved this state, and I'd never visited Bodno. Why? Well, I guess I just had not explored enough. I want to get to every North Dakota town, so that's new on my bucket list. And Bodno inspired the new bucket list edition because I said, oh, what's not to love about this neat little town up here nestled in the Turtle Mountains and Lake Metegoshi and, you know, a ski park, that Bodno Winter Park, and that Pride Dairy, and just so many neat North Dakota things, from great outdoor activities to wonderful people. That I gotta do more of that. So that's on my my bucket list. You know what? You can keep adding items to that bucket list. So that one's on my list as well. So I roll in late last night, and I'm gonna do something unusual. We generally encourage people to turn the radio on, not off. But I'd ask all guys for just a minute to turn the radio off, and because if you keep the radio on, yeah, if you keep the radio on, I might get kicked out of the club because I'm going to suggest to all the moms in the audience, all the wives in the audience, that you ought to leave every once in a while so we appreciate you more. And my wife has been gone now for like 4 or 5 hours. I think walked out of the house at 4:40 this morning. She's chaperoning a choir trip to New York City for our two oldest kids, senior and a freshman, and they're headed to New York City. So they're somewhere in Minnesota now, headed towards the Twin Cities on a 21-hour bus trip to New York City to have the choir perform out there in New York City. And she left me lists last night. You know, our youngest daughter Haley's a fifth grader; she's 10. So it's just Haley and I until Monday night. And I have to tell you that I think I'm pretty good at multitasking on guy things. You know, in other words, I can respond to a text, have an email going, be on the radio, update the Facebook page, you know, carry on a conversation with a listener here on the show. That kind of multitasking, no problem. But the kind of multitasking that says, okay, is the lunch packed correctly? I mean, is there a drink? Is there applesauce? Is there a little protein? Is there a little... And by the way, where's the coat? And, okay, what's packed? And did the homework get done? And, oh, did I sign this sheet? And, okay, what time is school end today? For the life of me, I can't figure this one out. Wednesday, school ends at 2:30. All the other days, 3:15. What the heck? So I got to remember that all day today. In fact, I have a post-it note in my car from Haley saying, remember, 2:30 today. Don't forget. She's doing that because...
You better hope that post-it note doesn't, like, fall onto the floor or something, because they don't always stick up like they probably ought to. Are you saying it's not as easy as it looks? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, I'm saying that. And I don't think we say, thank you enough. I don't think us guys, us dads, us husbands say, you know, honey, what you do is amazing. I mean, running a household is like running a Fortune 500 company here. I mean, and in my case, in our case, my wife works. She's an occupational therapist, so she has a job. It's not like, you know, I only take care of the kids, which I find fairly offensive anyway. I think it's precious gifts in the world to have a stay-at-home mom to do that. But she you know, is you know, doing her part in the workforce and getting the kids where they need to be. And, I mean, there's piano, and there's dance, and there's tennis, and there's it's just like, oh, my gosh. So my advice to moms, and I hope the dads haven't turned back in yet because otherwise I'm kicked out of the club, leave us to just fend for ourselves every now and then. We'll appreciate you more. And I just have to ask the moms, do you feel underappreciated? I don't know how you could not feel underappreciated. Do we say thank you enough, or you're amazing enough? I can't believe, you know, what you do every day. I mean, I'm terrible at saying thank you. I don't know if it's a guy thing. I don't know if it's having grown up working for my dad, and when you work for a family business, you know, generally dad doesn't say thank you, right? So it just bad habits were formed by just doing what you got to do. I don't expect thank yous. I don't wait around for people to say thank you. I just sort of do what I got to do. But unfortunately, then you don't recognize what happens around you as well. So another bucket list item: say thank you more. Recognize what happens around you more. So that's for me. Maybe you do it well, but I don't. But I'm most curious if moms feel underappreciated. I got to think they do. And maybe there's some Superman dads out there who get this, and it doesn't require their wife to leave abandon them to understand what they do day in and day out. I don't know. You tell me. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can email us your questions. I have a post up on Facebook that lots of people are liking, but nobody's really giving me a comment. I want to hear from you moms. I do. Let's just say it like it has to be said. Don't be afraid to, you know, I can take it. I'm asking for it here. So
what are you going to do to show your gratitude when she gets back?
I already sent her a text saying, honey, you know, I don't think I say
text.
Thank you.
Oh, that's romantic. That's
kind of like
great.
The Malaysian Airlines thank you, right?
Yeah. I was just going to say that. You're the Malaysian Airlines guy. A text. That's good enough.
Well, she's gone now. But I wanted to do it before I forgot.
Okay, that's fine. That's a start. The question is, what are you going to do for her when she's back?
Good question. What should I do? I need some advice from folks. I'll put something else on the bucket list. Here's a call.
Hi, I think another thing that you should add to your bucket list is visiting every state park in North Dakota. They're all wonderful, and they each have something to contribute. That's my addition to your bucket list.
Well, it's a good idea. You know, since we're visiting every town, you could find the locations. Did you know the biggest state park in North Dakota is Botno State Park? I didn't know that. Right there. Lake Metegoshi State Park is actually the park. But at Botno, I didn't know that. I met the director of the park yesterday, and it's so busy for the camping spots, and they have some cabins up there as well. One of the things they do is a lot of the state parks, you have to you have two ways to reserve a camping spot or a cabin. You either call and reserve one up to 90 days in advance, or they have a first come first serve location. And because Botno is so far from much of the population centers in North Dakota, they actually have gone to a new system where they don't have the first-come, first-serve. Because if you're coming from Minot, or you're coming from Bismarck or Fargo, Grand Forks, whatever, you don't want to risk that there's going to be a spot there or not. So they actually have this little pilot project going now where now all of the spots are reserved, which is kind of neat. But I find myself thinking, oh, man, they have a cabin way out that you can either have to ski to or walk to, hike to. I mean, you cannot drive to this cabin. Does that not sound like fun? And a bunch of other ones that are, and literally the cabins, all you need to bring is, what you eat. Everything else they have. And a towel, I think. Your towel and your food. Otherwise, everything else there, from the utensils to everything you need, they have. So, great call, great suggestion, to add to the bucket list. I'm calling it the best of list. You can't determine what is the best pie, what is the best city, what is the best park, unless you go there. So it's road trip time, Todd. It's on my bucket list.
Agreed.
Got to do it. So anyway, back to your challenge. What am I going to do? I mean, that's you know, it's one thing to recognize, hey, you know what? I don't say thank you enough. I don't really comprehend how my wife can be a mom, three kids. You know, and think of this. You know, we have three kids, right? I mean, that's not a, that's a.
Yeah, well, you're goofing around in every town and park in North Dakota. She's got to run the company at home.
Yeah, no kidding. And, you know, and our family's not big compared to families of, you know, talk about North Dakota history and in the days of big families. Just think of that. Think of what the moms had to do. So I don't know. That's a good challenge from you, Todd. And I need some help from the listeners on how to, you know, turn over a new leaf and be a little more thankful. Moms, do you feel underappreciated? Please share. You can motivate us dads to do it better. 800-228-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Scott Hinnom, this is What's on Your Mind from 550 K-Fire, KCJB Minot, AM 1100, the flag Fargo, and boom into the Bakken with KTGO 1090 Talk Radio, and also every afternoon on KLTC 1460 in Dickinson as well. Bottom of the hour, a debate on the debate before the Supreme Court yesterday on Obamacare mandates and religious freedom. From both sides of that issue, and then next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here to take your calls in the Talk Radio Town Hall. In the meantime, we're talking about whether moms feel underappreciated. Lisa in Bismarck has an idea on what I could do for my wife. to help out and to show that I appreciate what she does day in and day out. Lay it on me, Lisa. What is it?
Good morning. I think that if you just make sure you have the house cleaned up and the dishes done and have a meal for her when she gets home so she doesn't have to think about all that stuff, that's all she wants. She doesn't need flowers or a gift or nothing like that. Just make sure things are in order and she'll love it.
Yeah, great idea. There's nothing worse than a mom having to come home to chaos, right? The laundry piled up and the dish is not done. And I have to say, Lisa, not to shower too much praise my way, which is undeserved. That's the one thing I've figured out over the years. You know that hey, mom's gone and does she come back? All hands on deck. We're getting this place in ship-shop shape here. So
I love it.
Now, usually what I do is I'll kind of go revert to my bachelor days while she's gone, but then clean up my act right before she gets there just to make sure it's all taken care of. Yeah. So I would be in trouble if the date changed that she came back or something. You know.
And sometimes the kids have made me a cake when I came home if you want to have kids make something. But otherwise, just having things in order is all they're asking for.
Do you feel underappreciated as a mom day in and day out and just kind of the daily grind, Lisa?
No. My kids say thank you all the time. I pick them up for things or I drop some stuff off at school that they forget. They always say thank you.
Yeah, kids are pretty good about that, too. That's good to recognize that. Our middle daughter, Hannah, always says every meal, thank you for a great meal, Mom. Appreciate that every single time.
Oh, yeah.
He's really good about that. And all the kids are pretty good. Yeah.
And my husband, too. They may not say it as often, but when it's your birthday or Mother's Day or something like that, you know that they appreciate it. I don't expect them to say it all the time. It's part of our job, and we love it, too. I mean, I think to be a stay-home mom is a huge job, but it's a job just like anything else. So, I mean, my husband doesn't get thanked every day for going to work, either. I don't thank him every day, so I think it can go both ways.
Well said, Lisa. Well said. That's great. And I'm glad that, I think I'm pretty good on birthdays and Mother's Day and, different holidays to say, jot a little note, say, but she always says that even from the kids, I don't want a card. I don't want a present. Just write something. Just have something you can have as a little keepsake.
Right.
But I think there is a very human tendency where you just sort of get in a groove and you just go through life and you don't recognize all those things that go day in and day out. And so I do think it's a good idea for moms to just bolt every now and then so we can appreciate you a little more. But some good suggestions, Lisa. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. All call for moms. Do you feel underappreciated? Do us dads say thank you? Enough, or you're amazing enough. Boy, this is really great what you're doing here. Thank you for all those little things you do for our family every day. You get told that. Any suggestions on how to, better show appreciation? How would you like your husband to recognize things a little more? Help us out here a little today, moms, would you? Come on. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We mentioned we have a new bucket list here on What's on Your Mind. Road trip! We're gonna get out and see the best of North Dakota, and so I have a post up about that on Facebook. And I want to know what's on your bucket list and where you think we ought to go. By the way, Tarek here says taking my wife to Ireland for our 25th wedding anniversary. Oh, Ireland! Wouldn't that be something? I've never been to Europe. Here's my deal. I think I need to get to every North Dakota town before I start going to Europe, for crying out loud. We got all these little jewels right underneath our nose. I mean, I've lived in North Dakota since 1984 and never been to Bodno. That's just plain wrong. So much to see right underneath our own noses here. So I'm on it. Kathleen says she wants to visit all the states. Just completed 19 more. A couple of northeast states probably left off. I wonder why. I wonder why. Anyway, you can add to those items on our Facebook page as well throughout the program, and we'll keep you posted here on the program we call What's on Your Mind. And if you'd like to get a question or comment in for Congressman Kevin Cramer, you can do that early. And that is 855-200-1776. That's the hotline. We answer that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When you call, press 1, and you can leave your message. He'll be here on the 10 o'clock hour today. Speaking of a bucket list, there is a front page story in the Forum News Service. So I think it's a Fargo Forum, probably in some of the other forum papers as well, Dickinson, Jamestown. But it's about a Fargo man who's 98 years old and has a tradition of building a snow fort for his family. And there's a photo of him at 98.
Love it.
Loves to build snow forts, carried on the tradition with his grandson and his great-granddaughter. And isn't that cool? At 98 out there building those snow forts, that'd be a good item for a bucket list.
There you go. How exactly could you like not Prince, love that?
I love it. Prince Bear is his name. He's a World War II veteran with 4 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren. And he builds them in layers day by day until he has a standalone hut the right size for, in his case, is a great-granddaughter Peyton, 13 months to go right in, right inside that little snow fort. I love building snow forts. That's a good one. And
when's the last time you built a snow fort?
Well, I think we did a couple this year. And I remember we live in a cul-de-sac, and they, you know, when they do that first sweep of the snow, they'll leave the big pile out in the cul-de-sac, so it's ripe for building snow forts.
We did one.
And really nice, and you just go in and sort of tunnel away, and it's sort of a built-in snow fort, and you're going to just go in. And but it looks to me like Prince here, he just goes out and actually builds up the snow and doesn't. By the way, there is still snow in some places. I know we found that out yesterday at Bodno Winter Park that the crowds have kind of dwindled, and they're going to go this weekend, and they think maybe one more weekend, and then shut it down for the winter. But there's still snow up there. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, if you're anywhere within the, well, it doesn't matter where you're at. Just go to Bodno. Take a little, take a little trip to north central North Dakota, up there on the North Dakota border. Find those Turtle Mountains. It'll be a scenic drive. You'll actually see mountains, which are rare in North Dakota since our mountain removal project has been completed, with the exception of just a few rare occasions.
I was going to say, and, some Turtle Mountain guys would like to talk to you about that, by the way.
Yeah, that's they're still there. So anyway, they'll have snow there this weekend, and that wonderful Annie's House and Bodno Winter Park is really something to see. And they, you just won't believe it. If you've never been there, you will not believe it. You say, what in the world? And there's downhill skiing there and the tubing. And they have a little, it's a moving sidewalk like you'd find in the airport. From the bottom of the hill back up to the lodge, you get on this little moving sidewalk, takes you all the way up the hill. You know, and plus they have all the usual, ski lifts and stuff. It's just a little jewel there. So they're going this weekend. Check it out. All right, more coming up on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Scenic stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department, and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There is a lot of very confusing aspects to Obamacare, also known as the Affordable Care Act. And I never know what to call it because, some days we're told it's Obamacare, and other days we're told, no, that's not the word. It's the official congressional term is Affordable Care Act, but President Obama himself says, call it Obamacare. I'm fine with that. So we're talking about the same thing here. But one of them is changes in what companies must provide. And we have a case now before the Supreme Court, actually two, brought by two businesses, one fairly well-known in Hobby Lobby, the other not as well-known, but equal in its principled arguments, to say, wait a minute, I have a set of religious beliefs. I'm paying for health care for my employees, and therefore I want to be able to offer to my employees a benefit that I'm paying for, something that matches my religious beliefs. Obamacare says, no, that's not up to you. You will offer this regardless. And these two companies have taken this to court, and now it's before the Supreme Court. Yesterday, the arguments were heard. So today, to try and sort all this out for us and for you, we have folks on each side of this issue to talk about who's right and who's wrong. The senior constitutional policy analyst for the Center for American Progress, Ian Millhiser, is here. Good morning, Ian.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And Derek Morgan is here, the Vice President for Domestic and Economic Policy at the Heritage Foundation. Derek, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
So, Ian, just to self-disclose on my bias here, I side with Hobby Lobby. I see a company that has a firm set of beliefs, and I believe that the United States of America was founded on this principle of religious freedom and the idea that a government agency can now say, hey, regardless of your beliefs, this is what you'll offer. Seems flat out chilling to me. Why am I wrong?
Sure. So religious liberty is very important. And we have historically protected religious liberty in a broad range of contexts. You know, there's another case involved in front of the Supreme Court right now involving a prisoner who wants to grow a beard for religious reasons. That prisoner should win. And one of the reasons he should win is because a principle we've always understood and that the Supreme Court has recognized for many, many years is that my religious liberty stops at your body. His beard doesn't hurt anyone. But when there's an individual who has a religious belief and they want to use that religious belief to step on the rights of others or to say that other people's legal rights should be rolled back, that is not allowed. You know, we recognize that in this case it's birth control. In the next case it could be a company that doesn't want to pay for blood transfusions or vaccines. There have been past cases where companies have said for religious reasons they want to pay less to women than they pay to men. They want to engage in race discrimination. They don't want to pay Social Security taxes. And in all of those cases, we've recognized that my religious liberty has to stop at your body because religious faith is not something that you should be allowed to use in order to break down the legal rights of others.
And, Derek, I want you to respond to that. But before you do, what is in the legislation specifically? What is Hobby Lobby and this other company fighting?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned it earlier, Obamacare has some minimum requirements for all health care coverage, which I have a problem with as health, a matter of health care policy, too. There ought to be more allowance for more diversity in policies and whatnot. But the Department of Health and Human Services took it upon itself to decide that every health care policy has to include 20 different forms of birth control. Now, for the Hobby Lobby, for example, they only have problems with four of the 20. But they believe that these four are potentially life-terminating drugs and devices. And in a free and diverse society, we really need to respect their freedom to live out their convictions. And, you know, I would just say that every American, including family business owners, should be free to live and to work according to their beliefs without fear of punishment by the government. And the punishment here is quite severe. We're talking about $36,000 per year per employee. If they do not provide this coverage, which amounts to over $475 million a year for Hobby Lobby.
And I've heard some of these companies say, hey, if they don't win in court, they're just going to go out of business. They're not going to, they'd rather not be in business than be forced to do this. If you have any questions or comments for either of our guests, by the way, any opinions on this or questions specifically on the policy or what it offers, welcome your calls, questions, comments at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What about Ian's arguments, Derek, that, hey, it's a slippery slope? All of a sudden it'll be vaccines, it'll be blood transfusions, it'll be all kinds of things that'll be allowed to be excluded based on various views of the business that's offering the insurance.
Well, that actually came up in the Supreme Court argument yesterday. Former Solicitor General Clement was asked about that, and he said that each one of those would have to be taken case-by-case basis. And that's one of the great things about the Religious Freedom and Restoration Act, which passed overwhelmingly in Congress and was signed by President Clinton, is it has a balancing test. And it says, on one hand, you have to have the law cannot substantially burden the exercise of religion unless the law advances a compelling government interest and is the least restrictive means for doing so. And so each one of those would go through that test. And I dare say that I think those would be a far cry from this instance where you have, again, you only have four of these 20 different birth control methods that are problematic for the Greens and for the Hans because of their potentially life-terminating nature.
Brad and Beulah, question or comment for either of these guests. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Are you there, Brad?
Hello?
Hi, Brad. Go ahead. You're up.
Hi. I want to comment on the false argument that the left is using on this case. The Hobby Lobby does not want to restrict anybody's access to these drugs. They just don't feel that they should be forced to provide it to these people. I can't understand why that's so hard to understand.
That argument, Ian, that, look, if you really want this and your company doesn't offer it, go buy it yourself.
Sure. So I'll respond to that. I'll also respond to, I guess, the way Derek characterized the law. The law at issue here, it's called the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. And the reason it's called a Restoration Act is because it was supposed to restore a whole body of law that existed before the Supreme Court sort of messed things up with a decision they handed down in 1990. And one of the things that's in that body of law that the law explicitly says it should be restored is this principle that, as I said before, my religious liberty stops at your body. So one thing that the Supreme Court said is they said that when someone enters into business, when someone starts a business, they're competing with other business. This is a quote from the Supreme Court. The limits they accept in their own conduct as a matter of conscience are not to be superimposed on the statutory schemes which are binding on others in that activity. So to go to the caller's question, it's not an issue of whether they're being asked to provide insurance to someone or whether they're being asked to take, you know, to not take insurance away from someone. The question is whether a business is trying to use its religious faith to get out from under a business regulation. And that is something that there's a long line of cases that this law that we were talking about is intended to preserve that say that a company cannot do.
Well, Ian's got a little bit of that right, but quite a bit of it wrong. In fact, The Religious Freedom Restoration Act added in the least restrictive means part that I just mentioned a minute ago. That wasn't part of the law before it was passed. And in fact, that was a big part of the case yesterday is, assuming you believe that birth control is an important compelling government interest, they still have to show that requiring the Greens and the Hans to pay for it, and again, that's what the caller was saying, requiring them to pay for it is the least restrictive means, and that's least restrictive of their religious liberty, that's possible. And clearly, it's not. The government could decide to advance that interest in any number of other ways, but here they've decided that they are going to force these companies, they have to choose between following their faith or submitting to these unlawful and unnecessary government mandates.
And what Brad was trying to say, Ian, is that nobody's prevented from getting it. If you want one of these, four different forms of birth control that the company doesn't want to provide, you can go get it, can't you?
I mean, that might be accurate, but that's not what the question is. The question here is what the law provides. And I don't think that Derek is correct about what the law provides. If you read many of the cases that came before this Religious Freedom Restoration Act that we're talking about, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act didn't invent anything. This least restrictive means principle that he's talking about is present in many of the cases. It's present in the Fremont Christian case, which is the case I mentioned earlier where a company wanted to provide less benefits to women than it was providing to men. So all that the Religious Freedom Restoration Act did is it said, we want to get rid of this thing that the Supreme Court did in 1990 that screwed everything up, and we want to replace it with the full body of law that existed before 1990, and that includes this principle that my religious liberty stops at your body.
But, Ian, that's not true, and even you would have to admit that's not true for not-for-profit corporations, and it's not true for for-profit sole proprietors, that in those cases they would clearly be covered under RFRA. And here you're arguing that just because the Greens have decided to incorporate, or the Hans, that they no longer have the same protections. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, what I'm arguing is that the Supreme Court's decision in U.S. v. Lee is good law. And what the Supreme Court said in U.S. v. Lee is that when someone enters into the commercial field, the limits they accept on their own conduct as a matter of conscience are not to be superimposed ahead of the law. That's the Supreme Court's words. Those aren't my words. So the question isn't necessarily whether it's a for-profit or a non-profit. The question under Lee is what kind of activity it's engaged in. And when a company is engaged in business activity, it's not allowed to come out from under business regulations. Those are the Supreme Court's words. Not mine.
Not even Solicitor General Verrilli would agree with that argument. He said during the arguments yesterday that for-profit companies that aren't in the corporate form can qualify when they're sole proprietors. And here you have a case where you have about 100 million employees have been exempted from the mandate for commercial and political reasons. So this idea that this is so important that we have to stomp out the consciences of the Greens and the Hans is just utterly ridiculous on its face. In fact, you've got that Obamacare is exempting millions and millions of people from this mandate for other reasons. They just won't allow it for religious reasons.
We're going to take a break here. We'll come back on the other side of the break. And before we go to the break, I'll just give you a couple of things I want to cover when we come back. One, I continue to think that if I have a plan and I have a prospective employee, that employee can decide, do I want to be part of this or not? If they don't, go work somewhere else. I don't understand the harm to the consumer here. Also, wouldn't mind you guys weighing in on the arguments yesterday before the court when we continue. Don't go away.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Warmer weather and snow melting means one thing. It's time for the Max Spring Sale. Find great deals like a 2-inch by 27-foot tie-down for only $10.99. Save $100 on a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill combo kit. Great 5 volts, only $1.69 per pound. $3.99 for a 40-pound bag of softener soap. Rope, cable, tools, they're all on sale now during Max Spring Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey,
Don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is What's on Your Mind. We're talking about the debate before the Supreme Court yesterday on Obamacare and religious exemptions. Two family-owned companies, taking this to court, and it is before the Supreme Court. And we're debating the debate with Ian Millhiser, Senior Constitutional Policy Analyst with Center for American Progress, supports what the Health and Human Services has put in the way of a mandate in Obamacare, and Derek Morgan, Vice President for Domestic and Economic Policy at the Heritage Foundation, taking the side of Hobby Lobby and others. Some calls waiting, and we'll get back to my questions in a moment here. Dave and Dickinson for our guests here next on What's on Your Mind. For our guests, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. These companies that provide health care, isn't that a fringe benefit of working for that company, that company provides that? Or is there actual law that says a company has to provide health care for employees?
Derek, what is the law now?
Under Obamacare, they are required to provide health care insurance because they have a sufficient number of employees. And if they don't do that, then they face a fine of about $2,000 per employee per year. Or for a company this size, it's about $25 million. And so they could actually decide that instead of providing health care that violates their conscience, they're going to drop health care altogether. That was something that was talked about a lot yesterday during the arguments. But for this company, they really would like to provide health insurance for their employees. It's a Christian-owned company. They, for example, play Christian music in their stores. They're closed on Sunday, and they believe actually providing health care is part of what they need to do to provide care for their employees under their religious conviction. And so now you do have to provide health insurance, or at least this company does.
And it also piggybacks on my question earlier, Ian. I mean, again, if I work for Hobby Lobby and I want one of those, you know, I just in general don't like the health plan, I can go work somewhere else. I mean, isn't that the way America should work?
In some, you know, if you have another job available to you, mainly, maybe. But the question here isn't what you think the law should be. The question is, what is the law? And what the law is that U.S. v. Lee, that case that I kept bringing up before, which says that a company is not allowed to use a religious objection to overcome a business regulation, that case is the law. And so the job of the Supreme Court is not to say, well, do I think this is fair? It's not to say, do I think this is right? And if someone doesn't like the law, what Hobby Lobby could do or what Derek could do is lobby Congress. Congress is the place you go to change the law. But the job of the Supreme Court is to apply the law we have, not the law we want. And the law we have says that business regulations cannot be trumped because a business has a religious objection to them.
And that actually, Ian's bringing up a point that was raised toward the end of the oral argument with Justice Breyer and Justice Alito. And Justice Alito pointed to Denmark, where they've decided to forbid halal and kosher slaughterhouses. And he was asked, the Solicitor General was asked by Justice Alito and then later by Justice Breyer and Justice Kennedy, for that matter, well, what about if the Congress passed a law like that? And the Solicitor General kind of hemmed and hawed and basically said, well, if these butchers decided to incorporate and they were a for-profit corporation, then they wouldn't have any protection. And it didn't seem like Justice Breyer was very convinced by that argument.
A couple other calls waiting here. We have a short period of time, so we'll get these in quickly. Bob and Grafton, for our guests, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, good morning, guys. Hey, the law. Well, let's talk about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, where we get our laws from. You know, businesses are not just autonomous. They don't just pop out of nowhere and create themselves. They all have business owners. Those business owners have religious freedom. Now, you know, the left always cries about the separation of church and state when that term seems to twist it, seems to fit their meaning. Well, it was originally written so that the government wouldn't become a theocracy. Well, in a way they are, because, you know, as a business owner, before Obamacare came along, if you didn't like this policy or didn't, you know, this company didn't provide insurance, you could still work for them. Well, now because Obamacare is the way it is, it's forcing businesses to pick this one size that's all sort of like insurance. And
all right, Bob, so I want to get these guests in with a quick response here because we're running up against the clock. Ian, you want to go first?
Sure. So the Constitution does protect religious liberty. The RFRA, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, the law that we're discussing, actually expands the scope of religious liberty beyond what the Constitution protects. And that's fine. Congress can do that. But the question is how far we want that to go. And the decision that Congress made, the decision that the Supreme Court has made in other cases, is that it doesn't include this ability for one person to take their religious faith and use it as a cudgel against another person. And I think that's the right rule. The reason that's the right rule is this case is about birth control. The next case could be about blood transfusions. The case after that could be about vaccines. The case after that could be about someone who wants to pay workers of a different race less than they pay
right,
workers
of another
race. Right,
but we've been down that road. Derek is saying that the court that actually came up yesterday, and the court will just have to deal with those one at a time.
That's right. And on the other side, you have the fact that this could be this precedent, if it goes the wrong way, could be used against for-profit hospitals, for example, to force them to perform abortions themselves, which was something that Justice Kennedy, I think, was quite appalled at. But if you listen to their reasoning, there would be no reason why you couldn't force a for-profit hospital to also provide abortion under this reasoning.
Trying to down the rather complicated debate before the Supreme Court yesterday. By the way, are guests able to stay for a few more minutes?
Sure. Sure.
All right. Hang on if you would. We'll just finish. Joe in Minot has a question. Email from Tom. And Congressman Kramer is going to be a couple minutes late for the Talk Radio Town Hall, so we'll continue this into the next segment. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
What's not to love about half off? Half off anything. 50% off. That's why it's slash it in half. That's the deal now through the end of April at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. You've heard me talk about this for years for good reason. This place is fabulous. You can truly relax. They have the Comprador Aveda Spa. We're going to take 50% off any spa treatment at Chase on the Lake now through the end of April. 50% off any room, whatever you need. Three-bedroom condo tell, all the way down to a single king room. And every room is fantastic at Chase on the Lake. 50% off private bowling. You can have some fun at the Chasers Bowling Alley. Our family loves it. Crank up the jukebox. Have a great time. Plus, free breakfast each morning of your entire stay. That entire deal, 50% off the room, the spa treatment, the bowling, and free breakfast every day, any Sunday through Thursday. Promo code SCOTT at ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.